Blog Talk Radio.
Does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. Good morning and welcome to today's episode of the A New Day Show. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I am so grateful that you have decided to listen to this show today. I will share with you from celebrating 365 days of gratitude and encourage you to pick up a copy of the book either on Amazon or from my website at DaphneClarkHudson.com. And I will share with you the gratitude entries for May the 1st and May the 2nd. Grateful for shared love. My life of gratefulness has been created by my wife Diane's love for me, the loving care of my children and their spouses for their dad, the love of relatives and friends expressed, and the community support while working with me as I directed musical shows as fundraisers. There was never a moment in my life that I ever gave up. Despite the occasional overwhelming challenges, early in my childhood, I realized that I had some leadership qualities that had to be put to good use. After a lifetime of being a church organist and choir director, serving as a business corporate executive VP, a certified college business course instructor, and a volunteer drug abuse counselor, receiving so many kind words of appreciation from the people who I spent time with made me appreciate my dedication to help other people live a happier life. Every day gives us another opportunity to share our love. Despite the hatred, revenge, and self-centered losers that exists in this world, our sheer love can help prove to these people that there is a much happier world of love caring and concern that makes us grateful to God for our shared love. And this entry is from George L. Eckerd. And I want to welcome guest 992 to the show. I am just sharing right now from the Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And the entry for today is from Phil Gascoigne. And his title is Except for Two Things. You are the same today and you'll be in 5 years, except for two things: the books you read and the people that you meet. My friend and mentor, Charles Tremendous Jones, said this to me many times, and I am so grateful that he did. A successful businessman, author, and speaker, Charles lived his life for others. He once shared with me that most of his best friends were dead, and many had been dead for over 100 years. When he saw the confusion on my face, he smiled and said that he had a relationship with them through their writing. These books are my friends. During his lifetime, Charlie gave away hundreds of books. He loved to share a book with people he encountered. Often, it would be marked with a note to encourage or provide a key insight that Charlie wanted to share from the author and given with one of his signature hugs. My library has grown by hundreds of volumes since meeting Charlie. And although he is no longer with us, he is still teaching me through the thoughts and words he has left behind. Thanks, Charlie. You changed my life. Amazing, amazing, amazing. You know, the things we put on the inside of us, you know, our reading to acquire knowledge and insight, the foods we eat and the words we speak are great impact in our lives. And if you are just joining us, I want to remind you that the number to partake in this conversation today is 646-915-8166. And today we are discussing how our health impacts our success in life. As an entrepreneur, we are continuously working and putting into others and going and going, and we oftentimes neglect our health. And I am dedicating today to the day when we talk about how our health fuels our success or impede our success. And I encourage you to call in and to be part of this conversation today. You know, as you all know, a few months back, I began paying keen attention to my diet and health and nutrition and what I do to better my life. And I have been reading a lot on that topic, and some great information has crossed my desk. And I want to read some of those things today as I entertain your call and hear from you some of the things that you two are doing. I tell you, it started off on the summer of 2011 when I taught myself to ride a bicycle. I did not know how to ride a bicycle. And I purchased a Riley bicycle and I took it into Harrybrook Park and taught myself to ride. And that was the first step toward transforming my life to a healthier life. I'm eating drastically different and I'm doing a lot of different things to make sure I live a healthier life, to do all the things that I am called to do. And as I said, there are different things that has been crossing my desk, and I want to read some of the things that I have discovered and are doing, which is enhancing my life. We need to dedicate to the health of our entire body, or we can say to the whole man. We as human beings, we are in three parts. We are a three-part being: our spirit, our soul, and our bodies. These are not my words. They are even words from the Bible and can be found in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23. We must promote and encourage daily growth and development in our spirit, and we must fellowship with God on a regular basis. I do so through the reading of the Holy Bible. I pray. I talk with God like I talk with my friends. I meditate on those words. And this just affirms that we are spiritual beings. We operate in a spiritual realm. And that is the deepest part of a God-conscious living. We must also promote and encourage daily growth and development in our souls. The soul lies between the spirit and the body, and that is self-consciousness. The mind is emotions, will, ego, and our personality. We must promote and encourage daily growth and development of the physical body. The body has five senses: hearing, seeing, smelling, and tasting, and touching, which is the world consciousness. As stewards of our bodies, which is the temple of God, we must make sure we exercise, eat well, bathe, and get proper sleep to our bodies. We must also promote and encourage a balance in every area of our lives. As you have also heard me said on here that we are indeed a spirit being having a human experience. As a result, we are propelled into fulfilling the destiny that God has ordained us to walk in. According to God's word, His word doesn't lie. So as long as we take care of this body that He gives us, we will be making Him proud. There is something I have here that says, I'm not sure who the author is. As a matter of fact, it's an anonymous author. And it asks the question, will you live to be 100? It says, magazine publisher J.I. Rodale, a zealous advocate of health foods, claimed at the age of 72 that he would live to be 100. The same week that was his prediction appeared in the New York Times, he was being interviewed for a television program. Again, claiming that his bones were as strong as ever. Moments after making his boast, he died of a heart attack. Dr. Stuart Berger, a nutritionist, claimed that he had the formula for living past the century mark. Although he had supposedly found the secret of youthfulness and had convinced many to follow his advice, he died in his sleep at the age of 40, grossly overweight. Then there was an author, Jim Fix, who advocated running to prevent coronary trouble. Yet, at the age of 52, he died of a heart attack. Yes, ironically, while running. Common sense dictates that we ought to take every possible measure to keep ourselves healthy. But in the final analysis, each of us must pray. And I trust in you, O Lord. My times are in your hands. Words taken from Psalm 31, verses 14 to 15. Because any day, even today, may be our final day on earth, we need to be sure that we are ready to depart. Are you? Whether you are old or young, not one of us can say just when will come to each his final earthly day. Thus, while this life is ours, Lord, may we now prepare so death may never come and take us unaware. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. James 4 and verse 14. Now, I want to encourage you to call and let's talk about how you see your health connecting to your success in life. You know, as I listen to a lot of the affluent, wealthy, successful, and prominent leaders around the world, I have come to realize that the one thing they all have in common is total balance in all aspects of their lives. So if you are listening to the show and you are not yet walking on that path, today I challenge you to let this be the first day when you decide that you are going to be taking new steps in that direction to make sure you're experiencing an overall healthier life. I want to read from a newsletter from Pastor Gaspar Anastasia. And it says, the title of this newsletter, from this article, excuse me, says, "What's in your mouth?" Our words are doing one of two things. They are either blessing your life, bringing prosperity where there is poverty, light where there is darkness, joy where there is despair, or they are cursing you. Even though you may know the Lord and are earnestly trying to please Him, you find yourself going backward instead of forward. You may wonder why things are getting worse, not better. The answer could be right under your nose. God and His Word are one. You have heard me say that often, but most of us really don't realize how very true that statement is. The Word is God, according to John 1:1. Therefore, when we speak the words God Himself put down in the Bible, then we bring ourselves in agreement with what He says and is still saying today. We bring ourselves in agreement with God. When we say that God says our angels are excelling in strength to do His word according to Psalm 103 verses 19 through 21, it says they heed the voice of His word. The kingdom of God is voice activated. His angels are waiting to hear someone speak the words God speaks so they can go into action on their behalf. In Hebrews 4 and verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." His words are full of power. God's word has the power to enter deep into the very cell structure of my body and alter my life. The words I speak can bring health to the marrow of my bones, which produces the blood which flows through my body. Just as we can have angels on assignment, we also have demons on assignment who heed and carry out every negative, non-productive thing we say. But it's the words that go into our heart that hurts us. The more you say of any one thing, the more opportunity you will give it to sink deep into your being and affect you to yield death or life. Those of you who have been speaking doom and gloom, it is any wonder you are depressed? Those of you who speak poverty, is it any wonder that good things rarely come to you? What about your attitude? Bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, taunt your words, and change the nature of your life. That's one of the major causes of sickness. In James 3 and verse 6, it says, in the Amplified Version, and the tongue is a fire, a world of wickedness set among our members, contaminating and depravating the whole body and setting on fire the wheel of birth. The cycle of man's nature being itself ignited by hell. Maybe you realize that your mouth has gotten you in trouble. You have allowed your tongue to be ignited by hell instead of heaven. The good news is that your words can bring things that are out of order back into order again. Find a word in the Bible that promises that what you need and speak it out. Get your angels who excel in strength off the unemployment line and give them a job. Say what God says. And this article was done by Pastor Gaspar Anastasia. Yes, if you are just joining me, we are discussing and talking about health, our health, and how it impacts our lives. I remind you to give us a call here at 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, so we thank you for joining us. 8 6 1 4 1 6 4 6 9 1 5 8 1 6 6. You know, growing up in Jamaica, and I don't know whether they're still doing it. I'm sure they do, but I remember growing up in Jamaica as a child, religiously, every 3 months, the families would give, especially the children, what they call a washout. Since I have been living here in the U.S., I realized that that is known as a colon cleanser or a colon irrigation. And the next paper, the next information that came across my desk that I know is going to be extremely valuable to you is a document entitled Death Begins in the Colon. Yes, death begins in the colon. And if you are listening and you have any experience or any idea or any benefits from what I am now going to be reading and sharing with you, please, I want for you to call in and to share with us about your insight, your intake on what this means and the benefits that you have gotten from it. And I tell you, when I got this literature, I was so excited, and I looked up to the heavens and I said, Mama, thank you. Because my mother died when I was 13 years old, but I know the things that she instilled in me, health-wise, has helped me to be living the life that I'm living today, and to be even more open and receptive to various things. You know, I am so receptive to trying new foods. Right now, my diet consists of majority, I would say maybe 80% raw foods. And I am so excited. My body feels pure and I feel healthy. And I know that I am treating my temple the way that the Lord wants me to treat it. And it was such an eye-opener when I saw this information that said, death begins in the colon. I said, you know, I am going to step out and I'm going to be bold and I'm going to do this segment and share this information with entrepreneurs, because it is a shame that we work so hard and we really don't take care of ourselves, our health, and most of the times we are not around to enjoy the success that we work for. I lost a dear friend last year, and that man worked so hard and died so young because he neglected his health while working. Kept on working. And I have made a commitment that I want to do whatever it takes, not only to better my life, but to also give the information to keep my listeners informed about the things they need to make their lives be better, because we are all on a journey of encountering a wealth, not only financially, but spiritually, physically, and emotionally. If we deserve a better, healthier life, there are certain things we must do. We must get moving. We must take action, because if it is to be, it is up to me to create a difference. So here is what this document is telling us about death begins in the colon. And this is a sheet of paper and a very, very good information. At least I found it to be beneficial. And I know you will also find it to be beneficial as well. Important discussion of alimentary toxema before the Royal Society of Medicine in Great Britain. So you see that this information comes with the stamp of approval from high places in the medical field. Recently, the subject of alimentary toxema was discussed in London before the Royal Society of Medicine by 57 of the leading physicians of Great Britain. Among the speakers were eminent surgeons, physicians, and specialists in various branches of medicine. So, as I read through here, I'm going to be sure to go a bit slow so you can get everything. I am going to be spelling quite a few of these diagnoses and poisons that is in our system so you can get them correctly. And you too can go and research and get more additional information that you can use to enhance your life and the life of your loved ones. The following is a list of various poisons noted by the several speakers. The first poison is INDOL. The next, SKAROL. And the next, PHENOL. And the next, CRESOL. And the next, INDICAN. And the next, SULPHURRETTED. Space. Hydrogen. HYDROGEN. The next is AMMONIA, ammonia. The next is HISTIDINE. The next is URROBILIN. And METHRLEMERCAPTAN. Then we have TETRAMERHY-LENDIA. MIN. And the next poison, PENTAMETHY. Then we have LENDIAMINE. And PUTRES. CIN. Then CADAVERIN. And NEURIN. And CHOLIN. And MUSCARIN. Then we have BUTYRIC acid, ACID. Then we have BERA hyphen IMIDAZZOLETHY hyphen LAMINE. Then we have METHYLGANDININE. Then we have PTOMARROPINE. Then we have BOTULIN. Then we have TYRAMINE. Then AGAMATINE. Then TRYPTOPHANE. SEPSIN. And the last two poisons. IDOLETHYLAMINE, and the last is SULPHEROGLOBINE. So, those are all the poisons. And it continues, it says, of the 36 poisons mentioned above, several are highly active, producing most profound effects, and in very small quantities in cases of alimentary toxema. Someone or several of those poisons is constantly bathing in delicate body cells and setting up changes which finally results in grave disease. And there is not a website on here. However, if you would like a copy of this information, you can please inbox me or send me a message here on the radio show, or send me an email to info@DaphneClarkHudson.com, and I'll be more than happy to send you out a copy of this information so you can have it as a reference. Who would have thought that we were living with the above listed 36 poison in our body every day? Who would have? I tell you, it is such a blessing that I have gotten this information here. So we continue. Symptoms and diseases due to elementary toxemia. And I'm not saying elementary as a school, I'm saying alimentary, it's ALIMENTARY, toxema, TOXEMIA. It should be understood that these findings are not mere theories, but are the results of demonstrations in actual practice by eminent physicians. Of course, it is not claimed that alimentary toxema is the only cause of all the symptoms and diseases named, although of many, it may be the sole or practical cause. Some of them are due to other causes as well. In the following summary, the various symptoms and disorders mentioned in the discussion in London, to which references has been made above, are grouped and classified. The first we want to look at is the digestive organs. And here is what they said from that meeting. Duodenal ulcer cause partial or complete obstruction of the duodenum. Pyorelic spasm, pyorelic obstructions, distension, and dilation of the stomach, gastric ulcer, cancer of the stomach, adhesion of the omentum of the stomach and liver, inflammation of the liver, cancer of the liver. The muscular wall of the intestines, as well as other muscular atrophy, so that the passage of their content is hindered. The abnormal viscera, the abdominal viscera, loses their normal relationship with the spine and to each other. And according to an account of weakening of the abdominal muscles, these displacements are much more marked and serious in women. Other conditions are cataract of the intestines, foul gases, and foul-smelling stools, colitis, acute enteritis, appendicitis, acute and chronic adhesions, and kinks of the intestines. Vascular ptoitis, enlargement of the spleen, distended abdomen, tenderness of the abdomen, summer diarrhea of children, inflammation of the pancreas, chronic dragging abdominal pains, gastritis, cancer of the pancreas, inflammatory changes of the gallbladder, cancer of the gallbladder, gallstones, degeneration of the liver, colitis of the liver, infection of the gums, and decay of the teeth, ulcer in the mouth and the pharynx. They then move on to the heart and blood vessel. And they say, wasting and weakening of the heart muscles, myocardic cyanosis, C-Y-A-M-O-S-I-S, from breaking up of blood cells, fatty degeneration of the heart, endocarditis, myocarditis, subnormal blood pressure, enlargement of the heart, the dilatation of the aorta, high blood pressure, arteriosclerosis, and permanent dilatation of the arteries. Dr. W. Weasley says, there are a few phases, there are two phases of cardiovascular trouble, disease of the heart or blood vessel, with which disorder of some part of the alimentary tract is also causally associated. The next system that they looked at is the nervous system. headaches of various kinds, frontal, optical, temporal, dull or intense, hemicrania, headache of a character to lead to a mistaken diagnosis of brain tumor. Dr. Lane tells of the case where a surgeon had proposed an operation for the removal of a tumor from the front lobe of the brain. The difficulty was wholly removed by the exclusion of the colon. Acute neurogala, pains of the lungs, neuritis, twitching of the eyes and of the muscles of the face, arms, legs, etc., lassitude, irritability, disturbance of the nervous system vary from simple headaches to absolute collapse, mental and physical depression, insomnia, troubled sleep, unpleasant dreams, unrefreshing sleeps, the patient awakened tired, excessive sleeplessness, patient falling asleep in the daytime, shivering sensation across the lower spinal region, burning sensation in the face, hands, and etc. Epilepsy forms, titch, thyroid state, paralysis, chronic fatigue, horror of noises, morbid introspection, perverted moral feelings, melancholia, mania, loss of memory, difficulty of mental concentration, imbecility, insanity, delirium, and coma. Next, they move on to the eyes. Degenerative changes in the eyes. Inflammation of the lens, inflammation of the optic nerve, hardening of the lens, scleroticus. Then we have scleroceratitis. Then we have the iris. Then we have the iridocyclitis. We have cataract. We have recurrent hemorrhage in the retina. We have dull or heavy eyes. Then the specialist move on to the skin. Formation of wrinkles, thin, inelastic, starchy skin, pigmentation of the skin, yellow, brown, slate black, blue, muddy complexion, offensive secretion from the skin of flexures, thickening of the skin of the back of the skin, sores and boils, pemphigus, pruritus, herpes, eczema, dermatitis, lupus, erythematous, MAROSUS, acne, roscara, cold, clammy extremities, dark circles under the eyes, Sebora, PSORIASIS, PITYRISIS, ALOPECA, LICHEN, PLANUS, jaundice, an intestinal amount of poison may suffice to cause skin eruption. The next one organ the specialist looked at was muscles and joints. Generation of the muscles, degeneration of the muscles. Muscles waste and become soft in advance, causes tear easily. In young life, the muscular debility produces deformities which are called dorsal excavation, or among shoulders, literally curvature, flat foot, knock knees, weakness of abnormal muscles cause accumulation of feces in the pelvic column, which renders evacuation of contents more and more difficult. Prominence of bones, rheumatic pains, stimulating sciatica and lumbago, various muscular pains, muscular rheumatism, arthritis deformities, synovitis, rickets, arthritis, cure acute and chronic. Tuberculin, rheumatoid arthritis are direct result of intestinal intoxication. Dr. Lane says, I do not believe it is possible for either of these diagnoses to obtain a foothold except in the presence of status, STASIS. All right, we're going to take a break and I'm going to play some music. I'm going to ask you to say yes to good health.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? Say yes. If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my will.
Yes, that, you know, that was our commitment to say, saying yes to taking care or taking better care of this body that the Lord has blessed us with. We can start right now. It does not matter what we have been doing in the past with, you know, with this information that got access to and I'm sharing with you. Let us make a commitment to say yes to taking care of our body, of our spirits, and of our souls. If it is to be, it's up to me. I want you to take that affirmation and begin to take care of ourselves. Take care of yourself so you can experience overall wealth. Wealth does not only refer to money, but to spirituality, to our emotional well-being, our physical well-being, and well, all of that will result in wealth in our bank account. Let us say yes together to take better care of this body that is entrusted to us. If you are just joining me, we're talking about our health and how it impacts or impedes our success. And when you listen to the archive, if you're just joining, you will hear different articles that I share. But this one I'm now sharing, the title is Death Begins in the Colon. And this information came from a gathering of some of the top physicians at in London recently. And as I mentioned before, that there is not a website on this article. So if you would like a copy, just inbox me or send me an email at info@DaphneClarkHudson.com. And I will be sure to get a copy to you in the mail or via fax or something, because this is some powerful, powerful information. So now I encourage you to call as well and share with us some of the health practices that you are doing and that you can share with us, and some of the advantages that you are experiencing. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Now we are going to go into the genital, urinary, and reproductive organs. Let's hear what the specialists have to say. Various displacements, distortion, and disease of the uterus change the whole form contour of a woman. Fibrosis of the breast, wasting of the breast, induration of the breast, subacute or chronic mastitis, cancer of the breast, meritisis, and endometriosis, infection of the bladder, especially in women, frequent urination, albumulsura, acute, and that word is spelled albumosura, acute nephritis, mobile kidney, floating kidney. Dr. Lane goes on. Dr. Lane goes so far as to say auto intoxication plays a large part in the development of disease in the female genital urinary apparatus. That they may be regarded by the gynecologist as a productive or intestinal status. General disorders and disturbances of nutrition. Degeneration of the organs of elimination, especially the liver, kidneys, Bright's disease, and spleen, perinecrosis, anemia, lower resistance of infection in all kinds, premature seminal decay, retardation of growth in children, accompanied by mental irritability and muscular fatigue, adenoids, enlarged tonsils, scurvy, enlarged thyroid or goit, various tumors, and thyroid. Raymond's disease. In those who apparently suffer no harm from constipation during a long series of years, there is perhaps, as suggested by Hines, a partial immunity established. The writer also believes that such an immunity is sometimes established in the very abstain constipation which accompanies absolute fasting. Because of the cleansing of the tongue and reappearance of appetite, which often occurs at the end of the second or third week of the fast. A phenomenon very like that which happens in thyroid fever and other continued fevers. It must not be supposed, however, that even the establishment of so-called immunity ensures the body against injury. The labor of eliminating an enormous amount of virulent toxins which falls upon the kidney damages the renal tissue and produces premature failure of these essential organs. Any process which develops toxins within the body is a nuisance to the life of the tissue and should be suppressed as far as possible, as quickly as possible. In fact, that symptoms of poisoning resulting from constipation do not appear at once is no evidence that injury is not done. Dr. William Hunter, in the course of the London discussion, remarked that the fact that chronic constipation might exist in certain individuals as an almost permanent condition without apparent causes causing ill health is due solely to the power and protective action of the liver. It is not any evidence that the comparative harmlessness of constipation per se, but only an evidence that some individuals possess a certain cecum and the colon of an ox. With the liver of a pig compatible of doing any amount of detoxification. In the face of such an array of evidence backed by the authority of nearly 60 eminent English physicians, many hundreds of other English, US, German, and French physicians whose names might be added, it is no longer possible to ignore the importance of alimentary toxemia. or auto intoxication as a fact in the production of disease. To no other single cause it is possible to attribute 1/10 as many various widely diverse disorders. It may be said that almost every chronic disease known is directly or indirectly due to the influence of a bacterial poison absorbed from the intestines. The colon may be justly looked upon as a variable Pandora's box, out of which come more human mystery and sufferings, mental and moral, as well as physical, than from any other known source. The colon is the sewage system, but by neglect and abuse, it becomes a cesspool. When it is clean and normal, we are well and happy. It is let it stagnate, and it will distill the poison of decay, fermentation, and putrefaction into the blood, poisoning the brain and nervous system so that we become mentally depressed and irritable. It will poison the heart so that we are weak and listless, poisons the lungs so that the breath is foul, poisons the digestive organ so that we are distressed and bloated, and poisons the blood so that the skin is shallow and unhealthy. In short, every organ of the body is poisoned, and we age prematurely, look and feel old, joints are stiff and painful, neuritis, dull eyes, lugubrious brain overtake us, the pressure of living, the pleasure of living is gone. The preceding information should impress you with the vital importance of bowel regularity to you and every member of your family. Well, I am so excited that I was able to share this information with you. And I encourage you to call 646-915-8166 and share with us some of the things that you are doing. I decided that whenever I get access of any information that will indeed empower you, my listeners, I will share it. And as gross as this might have been to listen to, I pray that it will help you to get up and make a difference in doing the things that you want to do to encourage better health. It is up to us to take responsibility of our bodies. You know, God gave this body to us, and we abuse it, yet we take good care of our cars, We take good care of our lawn, our furniture. We polish them, we dust them, we mow the lawn, and we buy clothes and we buy expensive gadgets and all those things. Yet our body, which is the temple, we oftentimes neglect it. So I just pray that this information that I pass on to you this morning will help you to make a difference. I remember when I was reading one of the material I have here, it mentioned about us walking in unforgiveness. So I want to share something with you that a prayer with you that will help you to walk in forgiveness, because Lord knows that ain't none of us that is perfect, and we need to do everything that we can do to live a healthier, better life. And the reason I can have these things at my fingertips to share with you is because they are the things that I am doing in my life. So here it comes, to walk in forgiveness. Here is the prayer. And this is coming from Jermaine Copeland, Book of Prayers That Avail Much. That's another good book to have in your library. And the prayer reads, Father, in the name of Jesus, I make a fresh commitment to you to live in peace and harmony, not only with the other brothers and sisters of the body of Christ, but also with my friends, associates, neighbors, and family. Father, I repent of holding on to bad feelings toward others. I bind myself to godly repentance and loose myself from bitterness, resentment, envy, strife, and unkindness in any form. Father, I ask your forgiveness for the sins, and you list the sins. By faith, I receive it, having assurance that I am cleansed from all unrighteousness through Jesus Christ. I ask you to forgive and release all who have wronged and hurt me. I forgive and release them. Deal with them in your mercy and loving kindness. From this moment on, I propose to walk in love, to seek peace, to live in agreement, and to conduct myself towards others in a manner that pleases you. I know that I have right standing with you, and your ears are attentive to my prayer. It is written in your word that the love of God has been poured forth into my heart by the Holy Ghost, who is given to me. I believe that love flows forth into the lives of everyone. I know that we may be filled with and abound in the fruit of righteousness, which brings glory and honor to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. And here are some scriptural references that you can use to to walk you through forgiveness. God, the Lord knows that each and every one of us have so many people that we ought to forgive. Romans 12, verses 16 to 18. Romans 12, verse 10. Philippians 2, 2. Ephesians 4, 31. Ephesians 4, 27. John 1, 9. Mark 11, 25. Ephesians 4, 32. 1 Peter 3, 8, 11, and 12. Colossians 1 and verse 10. Romans 5, 5. Philippians 9, verses. Philippians 1, excuse me, verse 9 and 11. So, if you are just joining, let me hear from you. What are some things that you are doing to ensure that you are experiencing optimum health? Let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. If you are just joining, we are talking about health and success. You know, when you treat your body the way it is supposed to be treated, you have such high energy and you can cope. You know, it's not the energy that you get from caffeine, but it's a natural energy that keeps you going and you're not getting exhausted and tired and, you know, I have to have my coffee. I must have my coffee. No, it's a pure energy. So find out. There is a book. It is a book that mentions about, I don't remember who the author is, but it's about eating for our blood types. I still need to get it. One, I think my nutritionist told me about it, so I need to get it. You can look it up online, Eating for Our Blood Types. And in that book, she told me, it explained the different foods that we are to eat for our different blood types. And, you know, there's so much out there that we can indeed take advantage of. And it does not cost a lot to eat right and be healthy. You know, it is. You all know that I coordinate a French Cultural Exchange Program. And one of the things that I have been learning from the French chaperones is how they prepare their food. They don't store their food. They go every day, they go to the market and they buy fresh and they cook fresh. You know, and it's amazing. I started, well, not going to the store every day, but I'm buying less and less so that I can use it up while it is still in its state of freshness. And I still buy that. And it is so much delicious when you eat it fresh. You can taste the enzymes, the live enzymes that are going inside of your body. So if you are someone who is investing in a lot of canned and processed food, I encourage you to step out and be bold and try the fresh foods, because I can tell you, once you start eating fresh, you are not going to be going back to those canned stuff. You know, I look at them and I say, oh, that is dead. It is dead and it's not going to do anything. And, you know, I must confess, it is probably due to my upbringing. You see, I am the child of a farmer. And growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, the fruit goes from the tree to our mouth. Tree to the mouth. You know, oranges, coconuts, grapefruit, jackfruit, soursop. I was reading the other day about the benefits of soursop from cancer, for cancer. And I was speaking with a friend of mine from Jamaica this past Saturday. And she said, my God, you remember how we always leave the soursop on the trees until they are ripe, and then you got to keep watching it, or else when it is ripe, it falls off, or the birds start to eat it. And, you know, you pick that soursop, you pop it open, and you start eating it right there with the nice juicy pulps. Or you can make a juice with it, and you add sweetened condensed milk and some cinnamon or nutmeg and vanilla to that to make a delicious soursop juice. But little did we know that those things that we were accustomed to be doing would be adding so much advantage and value to the life that we live now. So, you know, I noticed too the fresh guava pulps and the tamarind, you know. So what is it in your culture that you were accustomed to be doing as a child, and you have now come to realize that it has great value to the lifestyle, the healthy lifestyle that you are looking to live? Please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So call in and let us talk about health and what it is that you are doing. 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you. Talk about health with me right here. So 646-915-8166. So please call in. Let me hear from you. Yes, all right. We played Say Yes, and let us play another song while I wait to see who is going to call in and talk about health.
Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me. Stand in my defense, Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood. Your blood speaks in better words than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me. Stand in my defense, Jesus, it's your blood. Why can't I wash away our sin? Why can't I make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Why can't I wash us pure? Thank you. before us. Now boldly we approach, not earthly confidence. It's only by your blood.
Trying to see if I could find the author for the book Eating for Our Blood Types, but I'm sure if you research it, you will find it, because I do not have it with me here. But I'm sure when I get it, I will be more than happy to share it with you. The author there, because as I told you, I promise that whatsoever I find, I will be sharing with you. So we only have 15 minutes remaining, and I want to also share with you some, let me see if I have some recipes here that I can share with you. The other thing I am doing, I am making my, grinding my own flax. I buy the flax and I just grind it. I have one of those little machines that can grind. Whatever you have that can, you can grind. Some people have a little mortar make out of stone and they beat it in there. This way, if you're going to use the mortar, you can just do the amount that you need. I do my own flax, and I put my flax over my salad. I put it over my veggie, whatever I'm eating, if it's cooked, which I'm not really cooking much now. I'm blanching. You know, I found out how delicious roast Brussels sprouts are. Delicious with lots of garlic and a little olive oil, and that is so good. I now make, for the past month or so, I began making my hummus with chickpeas. I mean raw chickpeas. You always make hummus with chickpeas, but I'm making mine with the raw chickpeas. As I mentioned, that I'm eating a lot of raw things now, so you can practice some things, and it's a trial and error. You know, you just do it and try and see if you like it, And then if you don't like it, so what? You're still alive, you move on to something else. A lot of times people look at what I'm eating and they ask me, oh, what's that? Ooh, they say, what is that? How does it taste? I said, it's very healthy for my body. You know, because I be making smoothie with everything. And, you know, right now for the past 6 weeks, I've been drinking parsley juice with ginger and apples. And, oh, people, I opened the container next to somebody and the parsley smell hit them and they start losing it. They say, oh, that smells terrible. That's disgusting. Yet you look in my face and you're telling me how young I look. And I said, yes, it's all because of me committing to replenish and to revitalize these lovely cells that the Lord has, this lovely body and the cells that the Lord has trusted me with. So step out and, you know, help yourself to live a healthier, wealthier, blessed life. It is much more easier to eat right and to replenish your bodies. It is so easy to do. I find out, you know, I go to the market and I buy a lot of the things I'm buying. Every time I go, I buy something new because I just asked the Asian lady, I said, or if now I sometimes I go to the Indian shop because they have a lot of fresh things too. And I'm asking them, how do you make this? You know, tell me how you make this. And I'm coming home and I'm trying it and I'm putting a little Daphne spin on it and a little Jamaican spin on it. And I tell you, these things are coming out good. So I'm in the midst of working on my my cookbook. So I hope when I do my cookbook for a healthier living, and you're going to see my gorgeous healthy picture on there, I just pray that you will support me. And I want to encourage you to join me next Wednesday. I'm going to be on Sunday as well, but next Wednesday, when my honored guest is going to be Pepper Miller, and she will be discussing her new book, Black Still Matters in the Marketplace. Yes, guys, Black Still Matters in the Marketplace, and it is going to blow your mind. When you hear how much we spend in the marketplace and all the other things that research is saying about us. So that's next Wednesday. I am going to have Pepper Miller on discussing her new book, Black Still Matters in the Marketplace. So I want you to mark it on your calendar so that you will be able to be on live and hear firsthand for yourself about what we need to do different and, you know, what research is saying about us. So I just pray that today was able to add value to your life. And if you put some of the things that I've said in practice, and remember, if you want a copy of the information from the gathering of the doctors in England, just send me an email to info@DaphneClarkHudson.com and I'll get a copy out to you, because there was not a website on here for me to share with you where you could go and download it. So I look forward to sharing that information with you. And as well, if there is other information you would like to get on here, why don't you contact me and let me see where I can find that information, which expert or which guest I can find to come on to the show to share that. So I just wish you a healthier life. And remember that you had committed alongside me this morning, and you did say yes to taking better care of you. You did say yes of taking better care of those loved ones who are entrusted in your care. Remember, it only takes one step at a time. We don't know how long we have on this earth, but we know we have right now. So let us start doing what's right. When we open our mouths to speak, make sure the right words are coming out. When we open our mouth to ingest something, make sure it is adding nutritional value to our body. We only have one body. Let us commit to taking the best care ever of this body, because we cannot trade it in for another one. The cars that we take such great care of, we can trade them in anytime for a new make, a new style, an updated model with all the works. But when this body that is entrusted to us deteriorates, it just keeps going downhill. So let us say yes. Let us say yes collaboratively to taking the best care ever. We have 7 months remaining in 2012. Let us go out of 2012 with a bang nutritionally. Let us experience optimum health, the best health ever. I want to thank you for following through on the commitment to live a healthier, better life. And to know that because you are all called for a destiny, there's absolutely nothing that we can do about that if we do not have a healthy system in which to do that. I love you guys very much. I look for next week for your real support with when Pepper Miller is on the show. Love you guys, and remember to follow your destiny. Do not allow anyone, any sickness, no disease, nothing to rob you and deprive you from that which you are called to do. Remember what we promise here on the A New Day show, to always give you information that keeps you informed, inspired, and empowered, because we know those are the only things that will help you to make an educated choice in the life that you live. Remember, if it is to be, it is up to me. And that needs to be the affirmation that each of you take every day. Not your spouse, not anybody else. Up to you. Yes, the markets are open and they have all these different things, but it's up to you what you pick up when you go in there. It is part of you following through on the destiny that you are called to live. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, with my guest, Pepper Miller.
Place you've called. What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Yes.